Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. US federal prosecutors have reportedly offered a plea deal to the man who allegedly incited the Weambilla shootings in 2022. The shootings killed two constables, Rachel McCrow and Matthew Arnold, as well as neighbour Alan Dare. The terms of the potential agreement are unknown, although it's reported Donald Day has until May 17th to decide, with him due to stand trial next month. He was arrested and charged in 2023 after a probe into his alleged online interactions with Gareth, Stacey, and Nathaniel Train. Nearly 12,500 people have signed a petition to legislate castle law in Queensland. If passed, the castle law bill would allow homeowners and occupiers the right to protect themselves by whatever means necessary during a home invasion. Principal petitioner and Katter's Australian Party deputy leader Nick DiBeto says perpetrators of crime do not deserve the same human rights as their victims.
The only protection I believe a perpetrator or a home invader should have is the front door of the house. They're making the decision to cross the Rubicon or cross the threshold.
State schools, including those across the Darling Downs, are currently enduring a shortfall of $6 billion in annual funding, according to an education expert. UniSQ curriculum professor Stuart Riddle says the schooling resource standard is not being met by either levels of government, adding he'd like to see both agree to pay an equal share of the funding to alleviate the gap. And the Toowoomba Valleys are preparing to take on the Warwick Cowboys in round 6 of the TRL competition. The Warwick Cowboys are on top of the ladder while Toowoomba is currently 5th. Although the Valleys are coming in on a high after a 56-22 win over the Brothers last weekend.